From Moraville on Wednesday, 3rd of August 2011, news, interviews, music, announcements, and a weather report out of Pondicherry. Another overcast day. High temperature 31 degrees Celsius, humidity 70% with southwesterly winds 18 to 26 kilometers per hour, and tonight chance of a thunderstorm. The temperature drops to 27 and there's a 60% chance of rain. Following is an excerpt from yesterday's presentation at Town Hall by Acha and David Stein on Greenbelt, Town Planning, Land Use.
Even more importantly, Oroville said to itself, we are a place where we want to develop a higher consciousness. What does that mean? To me, a higher consciousness means we can learn finally to live on the planet without destroying it. Today, we are destroying it as rapidly as we know how, worldwide. Maybe this is one of the places where we will learn to change the way in which people think about, the way they use land, the way they use each other, the way they use resources, and the Green Belt becomes a tool to help achieve that. I think it's something very, very important. And I am not, by the way, strictly an environmentalist. I'm an urban planner. I try to deal with cities as they are. But I recognize that it is extremely important that we rethink how we live on our planet. There are lots of things which are appropriate to the development of the Green Belt. Within those various functions, we have farms, we have forests, we have reforestation, protection of endangered species, industries based on agriculture and forestry, nurseries, botanic gardens, medicinal plants that we grow here for special purposes, protection of wildlife, training facilities. We need to make sure that there are generations to carry on from those of us who are getting old and have learned lots of things. This is where it can happen. Promotion of sustainable organic practices. This is a place where you can demonstrate that, in fact, those pay off short-term and long-term.
We don't have the credibility, unfortunately, with our neighbors to come in there and be seen as having their best interests in mind as well as our own. So it would suggest that we could recruit or ask a third party, a Tamil Nadu NGO or a planning group or something that could facilitate that process and would be seen as completely objective. There are people who are experts in this sort of stuff. Conflict resolution is an issue that we have to also bear in mind. There are many outstanding conflicts which have not been resolved. But it's something that we seem to have a problem with letting go of that process, because we will lose control. If we honestly ask the villagers what they want to happen here, it will not be what we had in mind exactly. And we are not ready to let go of that control. It has come up and we've proposed it and we've always backed down at the last moment because we're not ready to hand over and be really objective. And so that's just something that I'd like to put out there. Until we actually see that we can't do this ourselves and that we need facilitation from a Tamil group, I think, it really has to be somebody else. And there are many, many different groups out there which are just, that's what they do. That's what they're there for. But we have to also realize that the outcome will not be what we had in mind at the beginning. So there's a risk there, but there's no, nothing risk, nothing gain.
One of the difficulties here is also that there are far too many good ideas and we don't have the resources to carry them all out.
Right.
So we have to be very careful in picking the ones that we can move forward and making sure that they connect well enough with each other that the sum total exceeds the limited total of the individual pieces that we put together.
And here's some relevant information about the Oroville Health Center, offered by Dr. Uma and Joseph. The health center provides wound dressing and sutures. Doctors are available 6 days a week, morning and afternoon. 30 to 40 patients come daily for consultation, Orovillians and from the nearby villages. There's an X-ray facility and a lab where all the basic tests are done and calibrated regularly. There's a 24-hour ambulance service, and the charges at the health center for all services are lower than most surrounding hospitals and private doctors. There are 9 loyal, long-term, reliable Orovillians working at the health center. 5 of the nursing staff, 4 amas, and 1 lab technician are from the local village. And there are 7 village centers where wound dressing is done daily and doctor's consultation weekly. Free medicines are provided in the villages. Pregnancy checkup and lab work is free. In 16 different government schools, the health center provides health education programs through drama, games, and other participatory methods. Inpatient care is mainly for post-op or recovering poor patients who can ill afford private hospitals. Terminal care has been provided only to Orovillians. The farewell room is located at the health center. It's cool box, cleaning, setting up for the departed, and ensuring that the ambulance is available for transport. In all, it can be said that the Oroville Health Center endeavors to fill the gap between commercial private health facilities and the overburdened public hospitals for the villagers in and around Oroville, but also for all Orovillians who care to come. A week of chanting with Natika and Gopika. All are welcome to join in from 1st of August through the 6th for an hour from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at ARCA. And this from Sri Aurobindo. The role of music lies in helping the consciousness to uplift itself towards the spiritual heights. Meditation is not the only form of sadhana. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, Yahlom, and Tanya. Questions and comments may be directed to OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.